is Radio Catskill. Listen local.
Live from the WJFF studios in Liberty, New York, this is Radio Catskill. I'm Tim Bruno. On today's show, alive again, veterans to gather for a day of inspiration in Hurleyville. We'll speak to the organizers of the event that offers support, tools, and personal growth and well-being for our veterans. Sullivan County residents are encouraged to register to vote at a Rock the Vote event this Saturday with live music, voter registration, and candidate information. We'll learn more with one of the organizers. Plus, Maggie Fitzpatrick is here, Moving Toward Health. And Project Identity at Bethel Woods is hosting a digital media arts workshop for teens. It's also going to draw inspiration from the youth and counterculture movements of the 60s, comparing and contrasting them with modern youth activism. And it's the first full shift of our fall fun drive. Donate now, WJFFradio.org or 845-482-4141. First, the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israel continues its attacks in northern Gaza. Relief workers say they are afraid Israel is withholding food from Palestinians in northern Gaza to get them to leave or starve. NPR's Daniel Estrin says the attacks alone have been deadly.
The United Nations says hundreds of people have been killed, including children, in that area in the last few weeks. It says Israel has blocked food deliveries to North Gaza for the last 2 weeks, and Israel has ordered all of North Gaza to evacuate.
NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting only a trickle of food aid has gotten into northern Gaza over the past 2 weeks. Israel is rejecting accusations that it's trying to use the threat of starvation in order to force Palestinians to flee. Israel says it's targeting Hamas militants who have regrouped in the area. Israel is planning to strike Iran in the coming weeks, according to an official who spoke with NPR on condition of anonymity. Israel says it will be in retaliation for Iran's recent missile attack. Israeli officials have informed the Biden administration Israel's planning to strike Iran before the U.S. general election on November 5th. A Trump town hall in Oaks, Pennsylvania last night went from a standard Q&A session to a bizarre event in which former President Donald Trump stood in front of his audience for an extended period while music played. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben has more.
The town hall part of the event lasted nearly an hour and was moderated by South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem. The event was paused twice for incidents in which the crowd called for a medic. Audience members shouted that the room was too hot. Later, Trump ended the question segment and asked the audience to stick around.
You can sit and listen. We'll play a couple of songs. Some of you will be a little warm, but that's okay. It's not a bad thing. And if you want, we're going to do that, but I think it would be beautiful. Don't you think? A little different.
I think it'd be amazing, sir.
Nice to have imagination. Isn't it a nice thing to have imagination?
Trump remained on stage for more than half an hour while an array of songs played. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Stocks opened mixed this morning as Walgreens announced plans to shutter more than 1,000 drugstores in the coming years. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 280 points in early trading.
Walgreens says it will close about 500 stores in the U.S. during the current fiscal year and 700 more in the 2 years that follow. The drugstore chain, which had warned of closings during the summer, hopes the move will boost profits and cash flow. Boeing is taking steps to shore up its finances as the jet maker struggles with a lingering slowdown in production and a machinist strike now in its second month. Boeing says it's lined up $10 billion in credit and has the ability to raise more. Stock in Wolfspeed rose after the semiconductor company announced $750 million in federal funding through the CHIPS Act and a similar amount of private investment. Some of the funds will go for the company's new wafer factory in the swing state of North Carolina. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down about 270 points. This is NPR. 100 people are taking steps to file suit over last year's deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine. Survivors and relatives of victims filed notices to sue the Defense Department, the Army, and an Army hospital. They claim the entities failed to respond to warning signs shown by Army Reserve Sergeant Robert Card. He killed 18 people and wounded 13 others. Climate change is making extreme weather events like Hurricane Milton and Hurricane Helene, which damaged inland places like Asheville, North Carolina, more intense. Researchers predict millions of Americans will move to new places that they hope will be safer. But NPR's Julia Simon reports so-called climate havens are controversial.
After living through several wildfires, former Yosemite Park Ranger Kelsey Lair decided to leave her home state of California.
I just Googled, like, where are the best places to live for climate change?
She chose Asheville, North Carolina.
This area looked like it ranked really highly in safety against natural disasters.
A new study finds human-caused climate change made Helene more powerful and rainier. Researchers say no place is perfectly insulated from climate change. As for Lair, she says Helene underscored the importance of addressing the main driver of global warming, the burning of fossil fuels. Julia Simon, NPR News.
NASA hopes to bring back 4 astronauts from the International Space Station this week. They've remained aboard because NASA managers say the weather isn't good enough to land in Florida. The earliest the astronauts will undock from the space station is this Friday. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com and the Doris Duke Foundation.
Welcome back to Radio Chatskill. I'm Tim Bruno. We've got a great lineup for you on the show, but before we dive in, I want to take a moment to talk about something very important. It's our fall fun drive. It's the first on-air full shift of the drive, and I'm joined in the studio by Mimi Bradley, our development manager. Good morning, and happy fall fun drive.
Good morning. Happy fall fun drive to you. And even though today's the first day that we're doing this on air, we've been doing this for a while now.
It's been underway. So if you got a letter in the mail, you know that we've got those out, so you could send that back. We've already heard from a few folks from there. Folks have been donating online at WJFFradio.org, and we've even had a few phone calls at 845-482-4141. And because we're listener-supported public radio, that's why we have a fall fund drive. We've set a kind of ambitious goal, $50,000 this drive. Every contribution, no matter the size, gets us one step closer to that. And if you go to WJFFradio.org and click on that big banner in the front there to support us during the drive, you'll see the little wheel of progress. And we've got a few donations in there. So make yours a part of it. Every dollar you contribute helps us bring you the news and music and stories that matter.
Absolutely. And I'm particularly loving the patriotic theme we have going on that Wheel of Progress page this year because of all of the incredible election coverage that we're offering.
And that's part of what your donation supports. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. We're able to bring you the election guide, our candidate guide in there. If you want to know about the candidates and all the different precincts or townships or what do we call them? Districts. Yes. there's layers and layers of them. Go to WJFFradio.org. You can check that out. And also, we have Vote 411. It's brought to us by the League of Women Voters. And you can go in there and check your registration. You can register to vote. You can find out more information about the election in general. It's such an important election for everyone. And we encourage you to take advantage of that. And the only way we can do that and bring you that service is with your support, 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org.
Yes, thank you so much to those who have already given to the fund drive. And we're just waiting to hear from the rest of you. I know that many of you probably still have that letter sitting on your desk. There's still time to send it in. But it is also super easy to go online at WJFFradio.org or call me here in the studios, 845-482-4141.
I just want you to know, listeners, that that letter is not just a piece of paper. That is Mimi's heart and soul. She puts a lot of work into that. So that is something that we both collaborate on, and we all want you to take advantage of seeing and listening to all the great stuff that we do here. Again, it's all through your support, 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. As I mentioned, we've heard from a few folks already. David in Narrowsburg, Heidi in Calicoon, Alicia in Milanville. Thank you guys so much so far for donating early.
Thank you so much.
And we want to give a special shout out to one of our sound supporters, Judy in Bethel. Judy. Thanks for being a sound supporter. We want to shout out all of our sound supporters because you guys are what people call sustainers, right? And you keep us going. We know you're there. How does that work, Mimi?
Oh, it's so, so easy. If you sign up at WJFFradio.org or by calling me at 845-482-4141, you decide an amount to give every month. It automatically comes out of your credit card, out of your bank account, whichever payment method you prefer. You don't have to think about it. It helps us. And you know, we continue to give you all of the incredible news and culture and NPR that you look forward to. So please think about joining as a Sound supporter. Plus, here's the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a Sound supporter, you get access to these special little ticket giveaways.
You had some special ticket giveaways this last week.
I did. I gave out 20 tickets to Peace, Love, and Pumpkins at Bethel Woods.
Thanks to the folks at Bethel Woods for giving us that. But that was only for Sound supporters. So mm-hmm. that's very cool. It's just another one of the benefits that you get as part of the Sound supporter program. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org to sign up for that. And again, thanks to all of our Sound supporters. We're shouting out Judy today.
Thanks, Judy.
As a Sound supporter. And we want to hear from you. Donate now at 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. We were talking about the election. We've got a story coming up about the Sullivan Rock, the Vote concert event that's coming up this weekend in Parksville. Before we get to that, though, I want to mention another special election that's going on. Mimi's daughter is running for president of her class. Now, we're not supposed to, like, publicly support any candidate. But I'm just going to say,
thank you, Tim. I really appreciate it. Eleanor appreciates it. Her platform appreciates it. Yes, she is running for the president of the Starling class at the Homestead School. So, you know, everyone give her good thoughts today.
What's her platform, by the way? Does she have a platform?
I think it's Listen, which, you know, great platform.
Listen, I like her platform of Listen, especially being in public radio. Go, Eleanor, 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. All right. The Sullivan County Diversity and Youth Committee is hosting the Sullivan Rock the Vote concert this Saturday. It's at New Memories in Parksville. It's starting at noon and includes live performances from local bands and musicians, and they're offering voter registration. Some of those bands and musicians include Greg Castro, Ruby on the Vine. We heard from Faith Kelly, Casmin Moon yesterday. We'll hear from a few more this week. But Myrna McCarrion is an event organizer, and she spoke to Radio Catskills' Patricia Rovaio about the event to encourage civic engagement.
I'm a performer, and in the 80s, I used to do a lot of these Rock Against Racism shows around the Midwest mostly. And I always really thought they were effective ways of getting people to come out and become aware of the political process and the fact that they are an important part of that process. And I'm part of a committee called the Sullivan County Diversity and Youth Committee. We're a part of the Democratic Party, but we are doing nonpartisan events. We've invited both Republicans and Democrats to table at our event on October 19. And basically, we want to have it become a voter registration, since it is the week before the deadline. October 26 is the deadline for registration. It's also the beginning of voting here. And so our intent here is to create an event where we invite the sort of the political members of both parties. Also, other organizations can table there, nonprofits. People can come register to vote, get information about the candidates that are running, and maybe develop some notion of how the voting process is part of your community and a way to support your community. And so our organization has been doing a lot of community building. We did an event last week at the Black Library. We did a community conversation. We had a very interesting discussion about the title of the conversation was What Happens After the Election. We want to get people to get engaged in the political process and see the connection between the political process and the greater community and the people who represent them and become interested in who's representing them, what those people stand for, what they intend to do. And maybe ultimately some people would find themselves compelled to run for office or work for a campaign or hold a community event that will bring people together to maybe discuss a topic or an issue that's important to people.
So basically, you're looking for folks to really get involved in politics, not only just getting the vote out and registering to vote, but also getting involved in campaigns, yes. holding forums. I know in some cases, some folks can actually host a candidate in their home to have like a mini town hall.
Yeah, you can have a meet and greet at your house. You could actually maybe create an event where you do have a town hall. Maybe you invite a candidate to come and have a town hall at your church or at your PTA meeting or at your, maybe you have a civic association. This is a very important part of our everyday life. It's not just something that we do on November 2nd. It's not just something we do once a year. It's something we do all year long. We do this. And I grew up in a family where political awareness was always very important. Political conversations about local issues, national issues, global issues have always been a very important part of our dinner conversation. And it's stimulating. It's interesting. It includes, you know, becoming informed about history, about the people in your community. And it's also a way to extend yourself in a position to a point where you learn to respect what people do and the amount of work it takes to get things done. Things are not just automatic, and I think people have taken this process for granted. So this is to us a very important way of presenting to the community an opportunity to come together, to enjoy music, to get to know their neighbors. Some candidates will be there. We've invited all the candidates to come, and some people will be tabling there. We will have speakers. We are inviting candidates to speak. We are not endorsing any candidates. We are not doing this as a partisan event.
Right. And you also have a fun part of it. I mean, it's going to be fun because it's going to be music
there.
It'll
be lots of fun.
A lot of music, but it also have a poster contest. You want to talk about the poster contest?
Yeah. So we also have a poster contest if you go to Instagram to Sullivan Diversity and Youth Committee, you can find the poster online. If you would like a poster sent to you, I'm sorry, the rules and a flyer that describes the contest, there are some guidelines that we're asking people to follow. It should reflect something about your relationship with the political process. We're not asking people to do an endorsement of the political process. If your relationship with the political process is a negative thing, that's fine too, because we're asking people to communicate what is your relationship and your understanding and your thoughts about the political process. And that poster contest is really intended to give people an opportunity to express their opinions about that.
And it's open to all artists, young and old,
yeah,
for this Rock the Vote.
It is, yes. And if you would like something sent to you regarding this, you can email diversityandyouth@gmail.com. One word.
Diversityandyouth@gmail.com. Okay. And are we doing and as A-N-D or just the and?
No, the
ampersand. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so diversityandyouth@gmail.com.
gmail.com, great. Now, let's talk about some of the musicians you have lined up for the
event. Oh, yeah. We've got lots of great...
Yeah.
I've moved up here recently. In the past couple of years, I've been here full-time. And I've really hooked into this amazing musical community here. Young bands, some older bands, a lot of bands doing original music, very vibrant scene. I'm a performer myself, and I've played with some of these people. I will read the list of bands.
Sure.
We have Cowabunga Boys, which includes Mikai.
Okay.
Yeah, from Black Library. Eamon LeBeau.
Malik.
I'm sorry, Malik.
Yeah. Oh. I know you're talking about Malik Titus.
Yes, Malik Titus. Yes. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm thinking of Mikai, who's another guy who owns... He's opening a place up in Bethel called the Phoenix. Cowabunga Boys, Eamon LeBeau, Mike Brown, Faith Kelly and Caswin Moon, CRISPR, The Cameramen, Greg Castro, Ruby on the Vine, which is my band, and Richard Travis. Those are the people performing at this point. We will be having some speakers. There is the poster contest. There'll be vendors there, commercial vendors, as well as nonprofits. We will also be having food trucks out front. It's going to be from noon till 6. It should be a lot of fun. It's a long day, but we figured this way people who can come They can come and go if they have other things they have to do during the day. And also, we're asking for a $10 suggested donation.
You mentioned that you're new to this area as far as full-time living here. That's something I noticed that, you know, even before the pandemic was happening, and especially after the pandemic, so many people have moved up here from the city and other parts of the country are now also getting involved in politics at the local level. There's some, even some folks like in St. Barrieville, I know that I should get
Johnny.
That's what I'm thinking about. Get to actually involved into local politics.
He's great.
Yeah. And you're seeing that a lot. People are were maybe active back where they lived and now want to carry that and still going on and noticing that they care where they live. They want to be active and have a say on what things are happening in their community. And you see part of that, that movement.
Yeah. I think, I've met lots of people. I live in Smallwood. There's quite a few people in Smallwood who have become very active in the political process. I have, I don't know if Adrienne Jensen, she runs Rural Migrant Ministries in Fallsburg. We actually came here from the same town in New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we both came from Montclair, New Jersey. And Montclair, New Jersey is a very active town with a lot of people involved with political things and just community things. And that activism is, we've brought it here. We're hoping that some of the locals here maybe catch the fire a little bit. And we're very interested in our local communities here. I love where I live and I just want to make sure that it's the kind of town that I want to stay in. My kids love coming up here. They think it's like the best place in the world. Yeah, we live in a very special place. I'm very lucky to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're having it at this place, New Memories, right? It's in
Parksville.
Right?
Yeah, New Memories is a pretty remarkable place.
Yeah, man, here's so great. I haven't been there.
Oh, you haven't?
No, but we have a couple of people who've come through here who've promoted things from New Memories, and I'm hearing great things about it. So I definitely want to come visit.
It's a very unique venue, let me tell you. Very unique. It really offers something for just about anybody who's interested in anything in the arts. They have art. The people who are working there are artists. They show their art. There's a lot of other artists showing art there. It's almost like a working venue where art in the process of being created there as well. They have a wonderful music venue there with a stage and a built-in sound system, very good sound. And they've had film festivals there. And it's a very family friendly place. They have ping pong tables and all kinds of things for kids to do.
That's great.
So people come there with their kids and the kids play with each other. And they even have roller skating there, which is
really okay. Wow.
Yes. It's really remarkable. Yeah. I have never in my days seen quite
that's great. Cause you see the reemergence of Parksville because it's been in the past.
Ghost Town.
Ghost Town, basically.
No, yeah. Ghost Town. The first time I went to Parksville, I was spooked. I was really spooked. I was like the ghost of all those old hotels.
Right.
And
the big changes happened from what I know, because I'm not from Ridgely, from here, I'm from the city also. When 17 got changed over to the main one, and it used to go to Parksville, and that was the decline of Parksville.
Yeah.
But it's great these new places are coming up. It's becoming like an art.
Oh, yeah. I was there for the Arrowhead Ranch for some things there, which is an amazing place, too. The horses and the land there. We live in an amazing place.
Absolutely.
We're blessed with some amazing resources, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I came up here and a lot of my friends from down in New Jersey and stuff, they were like, what are you going to do up there? You're going to be so bored. I have not had I have not had a minute to be bored.
A lot of big, great things to do, and you have an emerging, it's been for a while, a music scene that's happening in Sullivan County, really happening.
Yes, really happening.
Because a lot of the bands and musicians you mentioned, I've heard before, and I've known, we interviewed here at Radio Catskills. It's great that this
I used to play at CBGB's in the 80s. I was signed to IRS Records in the 80s, and I was on tour for 10 years almost. And I used to play CB's a lot, and that whole scene at that time, this very vibrant scene with a lot of different kinds of music and different people and also different people from different generations working together, playing together, playing on the same bills. And that sort of chemistry of all these different kinds of music blending together. I feel like that's almost what's happening up here.
Yeah. Definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
Myrna, anything else before we go that you want people, folks to know about?
Just come. We want to fill the room. We want to have a great time. We want to, bands are doing this as on a volunteer basis. Please come out and support these bands. It's a little sampler of different bands and maybe you'll follow those bands in the future. So we'd like to promote, give a shout out to all our bands as well. Yeah.
It is happening October 19th at New Memories in Parksville, Liberty, starting at 12, going all the way to 6, right? Rock the Vote.
Yeah.
Sullivan Rock the Vote, should say.
Sullivan Rock the Vote.
Sullivan Rock the Vote. And you get a chance to register there, maybe meet some candidates there.
Yep.
And meet some new friends there. So Myrna, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you.
I do really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
In Liberty, I'm Patricio Roballo for Radio Catskill.
And our election coverage continues. A week from today, we will bring you the debate between incumbent U.S. Representative Matt Cartwright of Pennsylvania's District 8. It's the one debate he's participating in, or they're both participating in. Republican businessman Rob Bresnahan is the challenger there, and we'll bring you that debate next Tuesday at 7 here. Thanks to our partnership with our friends at WVIA over in Scranton. And a reminder that you can find out all of our election coverage at our website, wjffradio.org. Meet all the candidates, see the election news, also figure out where your registration is, if you've registered or not. You can register to vote, find out what's on your ballot through Vote 411, brought to you by the League of Women Voters Education Fund. It is our fall fun drive, and we're able to bring you all of this information because of support from listeners like you. We rely on the generosity of folks like you to keep our programming strong and hear these vibrant voices in our community. We bring you these voices so that we can keep you informed and foster community interaction and bring people together instead of driving them apart. So support that at 845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org. Donate now during our fall fun drive. We are trying to create a more informed public. We value quality over quantity, and we want folks to keep coming back to be connected. And the only way we can do that is with this public service is through your support. 845-482-4141. WJFFradio.org is a quick and easy way to donate as well. We'll take a break and back with more Radio Catskill.
Radio Catskill supporters include the Sterling Business and Technology Park, located at Exit 17 on Interstate 84 in Northeast Pennsylvania, offering opportunities to locate or expand businesses on property zoned for manufacturing and other uses. More information at sterlingbusinesspark.com. And listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
Hey, it's Matt Hurtado from Virtual Soundscapes, the video game music show only on Radio Catskill. In celebration of Halloween, join me every Thursday night at 10 p.m. this month for spooky video game music and exclusive interviews with the developers of Cryptmaster, Dead by Daylight, Puppet Master, and The Mortuary Assistant. That's every Thursday at 10, only on Radio Catskill.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life, and if everybody actually paid, public radio would be swimming in money. But of course, public radio is free. That's important, that it's free for everybody. If and when you decide to donate, you're keeping this radio station on the air for the whole community. All of us who make these shows just want them to be out there for everyone. It's your donation that makes that possible. Here's how to pledge.
Keep Radio Catskill freely available to the entire community. Give now at WJFFradio.org.
Give now and keep it alive and well for everybody in the community. Your support helps make it free for everybody. Just listen to Ira Glass. He knows these things. I'm Tim Bruno. You're listening to Radio Catskill, and it's the first full shift of our fall fun drive. So we're asking for your support right now. You might be thinking, I can't give right now. That's okay. You can still help us by spreading the word. How about that? Share your favorite shows on social media. Tell your friends and family about us. Let them know why you love Radio Catskill. And that helps spread the word, get the word out into the community as well. Go to our website, wjffradio.org. You can share the link there or go to the Facebook page or Instagram, share those. And there's a good chance we'll reshare as well if we get tagged. It's at WJFF Radio. those kind of fun things that work in the technology kid that these kids are doing today. We've also heard already from Paul in Mountaindale, Mary Ann in Hurleyville, and Linda in Eldred. Thank you guys so much for supporting us already during our fall fun drive. We're underway. We need to meet that goal, but we need to hear from you at 845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org. Every Tuesday, we bring you a regular feature here on Radio Chatskill. It's Moving Toward Health with the one and only Maggie Fitzpatrick. She is the health and wellness columnist for the Sullivan County Democrat, and she joins us today. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. Now, I noticed that your column is something that I'm going to say to people today that they might have an initial reaction of maybe not, just because the weather has shifted a bit.
Wind is winding.
Your column is like, spend time outdoors. And I'm like, not today.
It's cold. I don't
want to. What's motivating you, though, to get outdoors at this time of year even?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this because every day I wrote about this in the article. When I get out of bed, usually my dogs follow me out of bed and they want to go outside. So I let them outside, and thankfully we have a yard where they can just go out and I don't have to walk them necessarily. So I open the door, let them go out. And then I usually grab my toothbrush, and when I'm brushing my teeth, I usually walk outside onto the deck. Mm-hmm. And I just stand there and watch them. Or, you know, if it's sunny, it's nice. You feel the sun on your face. And if it's cold, you feel like, oh my goodness, I'm awake now, you know, whatever the weather is. But it's really nice to go outside. And I notice that on the days that I go outside in the morning, I feel better. Like, just generally, I just feel better. Like, when I step outside of my house into the outdoors, I feel more energized. I feel more awake, right? Which is a big deal. I feel like I have a hard time waking up sometimes. It's like I'm awake, but I'm not awake, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when I go outside, then I feel better. And I was thinking about that because there are so many health benefits of going outside, but it's really hard to do. And so I like to share that little story of my couple minutes in the morning outside, because it is just a very small thing that I've started to do, but it inspires me to go outside more throughout the day.
Well, I have a similar routine in the morning. I'll wake up and I'm, instead of toothbrush, I'm clutching a cup of coffee for dear life. But I've noticed that I've been trying to train myself to take advantage of just the outdoors in front of me. We have a lovely view. And so just stare at it for a minute and like appreciate it, and also look at how maybe it changed from yesterday morning and what it looks like out there. Not think about the cold or the rain, but just appreciating what you're seeing and where you are and taking that moment. So there's a bit of centering that you're talking about too. And in the column, you talk about the health benefits that kind of routine has for folks.
Yeah, there's so many more than I could fit into any article, but I just picked a couple that really stand out to me. And the first one that I definitely notice is improvements in mental health, right? Mm-hmm. And so going outside really can help regulate our stress levels, right? That nature has this calming effect on us, right? You mentioned the word grounding. You can take that as literally as you like, right? Go put your bare feet in the grass, you know, all of that. Or we can just think of it from, you know, a more higher level of like, okay, I'm outside. I'm starting to settle a little bit, right? I'm starting to settle a little bit. That can help decrease our cortisol levels, right? And cortisol is a hormone that gets released when we're stressed, which then has a lot of impacts on our bodies. So if we're able to decrease levels of cortisol in our body, that can help decrease feelings of depression and anxiety and, you know, more negative feelings that we may feel. It's not going to eliminate them completely, of course, we're humans, but it can help us regulate some of those feelings that we might want to decrease.
It's our Fall Fun Drive. If you're just joining us, so we're talking to Maggie Fitzpatrick from the Sullivan County Democrat. Her column is Moving Toward Health, and she joins us every Tuesday, and she's able to do that because we have a platform for her to do that and bring you this great information. So please support that, 845-482-4141, or go to wjffradio.org and make a donation of any amount to support us during our fun fall fun drive. Yes, it is. Our fall fun drive. And again, we are here to connect you to the community. Maggie is part of that community, and Maggie is putting that information out into another media source, which we're pleased and privileged to have, the Democrat. And then she's able to bring it here and share it with you. And I don't know about you, but for me, having Maggie here every Tuesday, it really does help me think differently. You really do. And most of the times it makes me think about how I'm not exercising, but
we're working on that.
But just like this idea, and it makes me relate back to like just this morning, I was looking out at the sky. I'm like, look at the lovely purples and pinks as the sun comes up, and then the dog jumps up and wants to go out. But again, just appreciating these moments that we have and how it affects us mentally and physically. You even cite some studies in here, some research that spending time outside, how it improves our health.
Yeah. And that goes back to those cortisol levels, which then also moves into the physical health as well, right? So the cortisol levels, when we decrease those, that can help improve some other biomarkers. The list is very long, but simply including our heart rate and our blood pressure, right? When we're feeling very stressed, that can lead to having high blood pressure, which is something that a lot of people struggle with. And so when we can go outside and, you know, take advantage of this natural free resource that we have, hopefully, right? If you're in the middle of a big city, maybe it's a little bit more challenging, but for us here, it's pretty easy to get outside. So it's really great to be able to do that. And then the last one that I talked about is sleep. And this is why it's so important for me to go outside in the morning in particular, is that when we get outside in the beginning of the day, it helps regulate the release of melatonin, which is, you know, another hormone in our body that helps regulate our sleep cycle. So it seems a little interesting that something you do in the morning might help you at night. But if we can get outside in the morning, then that'll help our bodies fall into a regular sleep cycle a little bit easier, which I don't know about you, but I really like when I have a good night of sleep.
Oh my gosh, I love a good night's sleep. I actually got a good night's sleep last night, thank goodness. And I feel better today, obviously. I mean, I just feel a little bit more enthusiastic and just ready to tackle things like the fall fun drive.
Yes.
WJFFradio.org or 845-482-4141. Yeah, the sleep part is something we might take for granted because we're not, I don't know, you get so engaged in some particular area of your life and you're focused on it, and you need to like let go of it and just rest and just reinvigorate your body. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, let go so you can do more the next time you're able to focus.
Yeah, it's so challenging, and it seems it's like, why is this so hard to slow down or even just go to sleep at night? You know, it's so challenging, but it is something that we can only be our best during the day if we give our best in rest as well. Right.
Yeah. And spending time outdoors, as you say in the column, it can only last a few minutes, but it really is a foundation for the rest of your day and the rest of the time you are spending throughout your indoor or outdoor life that day.
Yeah. Even if you only have a minute or two, you know, take advantage of that because it's really going to change the way that you feel. And like you said, sometimes, you know, just taking a second to look at what's going on outside really can kind of pull you out of whatever thought pattern you're in, right? And it can help you just realize like, wow, look how beautiful this is, or how grateful am I for this day, or, you know, something that can just help you feel a little bit better.
So consider how you can spend a few more intentional minutes outside every day, even if it's a little brisk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little cold today, but
well, that wakes you up.
Yeah. You get a nice deep breath all the way into the bottom of your lungs and you feel alive, you know?
That's a positive spin. I like it. Maggie Fitzpatrick is the health and wellness columnist for the Sullivan County Democrat. Her column is Moving Toward Health. Today we're talking about spending time outside. Maybe counterintuitive with today's weather, but it is always good to get out there and just to take advantage of nature around you. And you can find that column online at scdemocratonline.com or wherever you pick up the Democrat out there in the community. Maggie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. And,
now get outside.
Okay.
WJFFradio.org or 845-482-4141 is the number to donate. That is because we have our fall fun drive. Thank you to folks who have already donated. It's clear that Radio Catskill is a beloved part of the community. We heard from folks over the weekend at Apple Pie Palooza at Catskill Brewery, which was so fun with all the great folks enjoying the pies that were donated by all the great bakeries in the community, and then the bakers in the community who participated in that baking contest. And we heard so much great feedback about what the station is doing and how we keep folks connected. So keep that going. Call us now at 845-482-4141 or go to wjffradio.org to donate. Remember, every contribution counts and helps us thrive and helps us with this drive. Thrive and drive. It's the Fall Fun Drive, wjffradio.org. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more Radio Chatskill after this.
The demonization of fact-based journalism is one of democracy's biggest threats, as the number of local newsrooms has dwindled, leaving disinformation to fill the void. This station is an oasis amid all the noise and fiction by building bridges and holding people to account. We do it thanks to you. You give us the tools we need to fight attacks on truth by donating to this station. Here's how.
Give what you can at wjffradio.org. Radio Catskill's Fall Fun Drive is happening now. Take a moment to make your donation at wjffradio.org. Your gift keeps local news, culture, and NPR funded and freely available to the entire community. Think about what this station means to you, what our programs bring to you every day, and then give what you can to keep it going. Make your donation now. Go to wjffradio.org.
And donate at wjffradio.org. You can call today at 845-482-4141. We've already heard from a few folks during the drive. It's our first full shift on air, but the drive is already underway. We heard from Kathy in Beach Lake, Marianne in Lake Ariel, and John in Liberty. So thank you all for donating and helping keep our public radio station alive and well and thriving for everyone. You're keeping this alive and well and free for everyone because it's public radio. You put the public in public radio with your donation. Now's the perfect time to support us during the Fall Fun Drive. Show your support and then make that free for everybody. It's always there, right? You tune into 90.5 FM. It's there if you go to wjffradio.org and stream. It's there if you go to your smart speaker or your smartphone and ask it to play Radio Catskill. We're there. We're a 24/7 service, but we're only able to do it with the support of the folks who make it available for everyone for free. So 845-482-4141, wjffradio.org. You're listening to Radio Chatskill. I'm Tim Bruno. And veterans and their families are invited to a free event, Alive Again for Veterans. It's coming up Saturday at the Hurleyville Performing Arts Center. It's a collaboration between the STEAM Fund, Action Towards Independence, and at the Hurleyville Performing Arts Center. It's a day of inspiration, support, and practical tools for personal growth and well-being for our veterans. And joining us now, Gary Siegel from the STEAM Fund. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And tell us about this event, Alive Again, and why it's so important to bring these services and information to our vets.
Well, first of all, you know, there's a lot of struggles that veterans and first responders and service members, firefighters, they all go through. Teresa Sario, who's going to be our feature artist, has a spectacular story to tell. It's impactful. She had a accident on the corner of 34th Street and Park Avenue in New York City about 20 years ago, where a drunk driver pinned her against a stanchion that was protecting a fire hydrant, and on the spot severed her leg from the hip down. Mm. And she was, in the hospital recovering for many weeks and went through all kinds of therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, mental, social, emotional therapy, and has made lemonade out of lemons. Mm-hmm. She has taken her trauma and shared it with veterans. She shares it with high school students. All over the Northeast, and she's an amazing singer-songwriter talent, trauma survivor, and she's going to be with us at HPAC as the feature artist for this Alive Again program. She has a documentary entitled Alive Again, hence the hence the title of this presentation.
You know, we had a report on last week from the New York Health Foundation. They commissioned a report that talked about the challenges facing recently discharged veterans in New York. And more than 60% of New York's newest veterans have a disability, that report found. And there were also showing, the report also showed high rates of PTSD, depression, suicide risk, alcohol misuse. And so, you know, having a survivor like Teresa out there in an event like this really is doing the work to show these vets who may be struggling that there is hope out there.
And that is the hope that they will be able to relate to her. She is amazing. She helps to anybody that's in the audience when she performs and does her presentation, really opens up. She has a way of really developing relationships very quickly with her audiences. And as I said, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful presentation. And we hope that and we're not only limiting this to veterans, yeah. You know, so
I was going to ask you, you're also focusing on first responders and others. Other service members, EMS folks, first responders, firefighters, anybody, and then anyone that really wants to attend this. But
exactly.
Anyone who could benefit from this kind of inspiration. You also have teaching artists Beth and Scott Bierko. Can you talk about what they're going to be
doing? So Beth and Scott are singer-songwriters and teaching artists for our STEAM Fund, and they do a number of programs that our arts and education programs and social emotional learning programs in the schools, such as the Real Food Song program. We do a number of assembly programs like Mindfulness Matters, Do the Right Thing, all these different programs, the John Lennon Real Love Project. And in this case, that's all part of our Healthy Habits Initiative. And Basically, we have been collaborating with Deb Warden and Matt Klingman at Action Toward Independence, and they asked us to have Beth and Scott do some sort of a healthy habits type of segment or workshop. So that's basically what they're going to be doing. They're going to be talking about nutrition. They're going to be talking about physical health. Mindfulness, lots of different things that will, and incorporating music, obviously, in all that.
Well, I was going to mention, because STEAM Fund, your fund, mm-hmm. is focused on supporting music and artistic and educational opportunities.
Right.
Talk about how you're synthesizing that with this need to reach veterans and their families.
So basically, our mission is to support musicians, artists, and the venues where they share their gift. That is our basic mission. And what we do is we have a number of vehicles that we're able to deliver that mission. And this is just one of them. This program, Alive Again, is one of those programs. We do a number of arts and education programs in the schools. We have an initiative called Mission One Gig at a Time, where we support musicians by just throwing in some a donation to their tip box when they're performing. That all stemmed from the pandemic when musicians and artists were not able to go out and perform. So we help them out, just supporting them just to put something in their tip jar so it got them started. And that, now we've expanded that Mission One Gig at a Time. We call it MOGOT.
I love a good acronym.
Yes, exactly. Basically we support music festivals throughout Chandelier Music Festival, Weekend of Chamber Music, the Bold Gold Music Festival, mm-hmm. and HPAC has their summer festival. We're actually supporting the Boys and Girls Club music at their farm to table dinner coming up this Saturday also.
You've also partnered with a couple of community organizations to bring original songs, New Hope Community Crafting a Song, and also the Evergreen Meadow Services, an empowerment song, relatively new group, Evergreen, with such a great mission there. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, Beth and Scott have been working with Adrian and Stacy and the girls at Liberty Middle School with their empowerment program. And these are girls who have been dealing with trauma, and it's a program that helps them to deal with that. So they wrote a song called the Empowerment Song, which it's just a wonderful song, and it has mudras. It has hand motions mm-hmm. that help them, the girls, that when they're being bullied or they are bullying or they're in an angry situation, that they can pull back, think of the song, and do the hand motions
therapeutic.
That helps them to bring them back and center themselves yeah. more.
Such great work. Let's remind folks before we go again, Alive Again for Veterans and Their Families, Saturday at HPAC in Hurleyville, starts at 9:30.
9:30 registration. Registration is required.
Register. Yeah, it's free, yeah. but you need folks to register.
It is free, and if you just go to the steamfund.org and you'll find it under upcoming events, and you can just click on the registration there. And we want to fill up the house. It's going to be a wonderful, inspirational day.
Such great work you're doing. Gary Siegel from Steam Fund, Alive Again, Veterans and Their Families, again, Saturday, October 19th at HPAC. Thank you so much for being here and for the great Thanks. Work you're doing in the community.
Thanks for having
me. And we're only able to bring voices like Gary's to you through your support during our fall fund drive. Support us at 845-482-4141 or wjffradio.org. Now, Bethelwood Center for the Arts is hosting the Identity Media Studio. It's a free workshop series for teens this fall. They're going to be taking place at the Bethelwood's Arts state-of-the-art Mac computer lab. And our own culture reporter, Valerie Manzi, got to speak to Kate Savoda, the program manager for arts and education at Bethelwood's, about the media workshop.
Good morning, Kate, and welcome to Radio Chatskill.
Thank you. Good morning, Valerie. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you are program manager over at Bethelwood Center for the Arts. In what department exactly?
Yes, I work in the Museum Education and Creative Programs Department here at Bethelwood.
And that includes the various workshops and events that take place there?
Yeah, so a lot of folks, you know, they think of Bethelwood and they think of our amazing pavilion concerts and the museum and, of course, you know, the history and legacy here of the 1969 Woodstock Music and Art Fair. But we do offer year-long programming here, and that's in fulfillment of our mission as a 501c3 to provide access to the arts to the community. And so our Museum Education and Creative Programs team offers programming year-round for all ages and all skill levels in a bunch of different artistic disciplines, actually. We have drop-in music programs. We have fine art studio programs. Over the summer, we even had a game design workshop in our computer lab. So we're really just trying to create a safe space for folks in the community to come and express themselves and meet like-minded people and get creative. So we have quite an array of things going on here at Bethelwood.
And folks can go to the website, bethelwoodcenterforthearts.org.
That's right. Yep. And there's a drop-down menu of all the programs that we have. So in addition to, you know, our pumpkin walkthrough and our light show and our concerts, there's a specific section for programming, and that's where you can find all of the workshops and artistic programming that we do.
And one of the things that's wonderful about it is available to a whole range of age groups.
That's right. Yep. So we have programming across all ages. The one I'm most excited about, and I'm so excited that you invited me on to talk about, is our upcoming teen programming. It's totally free. You know, we do have that luxury as a not-for-profit with generous funders behind us. We're able to offer some of these programs for free, and one of them is our media studio program, and that's for teenagers. It caters to teens age 14 to 18, and it's a beginner workshop about digital animation. So teens can come. They don't have to have any experience in animation, and they can learn about photography and stop motion animation, claymation, using found objects to create animations, and they're able to bring kind of those animations to life in our media studio, which is a state-of-the-art computer lab. And, you know, it's also just an opportunity for teens from around the region to get together and talk about issues that they care about and kind of use their creativity to create works of art, and in this case, digital animations that help them express themselves. It's called our Project Identity Series. So this is a newer program in this series. We've had photography for the past almost 10 years now, and we'll be doing that in the spring. But this is our media studio program. We actually also have a music production program for teens. They can learn the ins and outs of audio engineering. I'm actually standing in our new recording studio right now, so I thought that would be a good place to do this interview. And on Tuesday nights, we have teams coming to learn about the ins and outs of audio engineering. That program ran in the spring, and this is kind of an extension of that program for those teams. But this program that's coming up is new. Registration is now open on the website. Again, you don't have to have any prior experience. We just ask that you go on the website and fill out a little form with information about yourself and your interests, why you're interested in doing the program. And that program runs on Thursdays and Sundays for 6 weeks, starting on October 17th.
And what time of the day or evening?
Yep, in the evenings on Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. And then on the weekends on Sunday, it's from 12 to 4 p.m.
And that's for ages 14 to 18.
That's right.
And who will be teaching this?
We have a really wonderful teaching artist program here at Bethel Woods. It's actually probably one of my favorite things that we do because there's no shortage of creative, talented artists in our area. So every year we invite folks to come for an open house. In fact, we have one coming up in November. On Tuesday, November 19th at 6 p.m., we have our teaching artist open house. And we invite folks from all different disciplines to come kind of network and learn about how we run our programming here at Bethel Woods. And then they're invited to join us for the year in our cohort, and they are then called upon for different projects. So they might end up teaching a teen workshop, or they might be a guest teaching artist in one of our children's programs in the summer, or we also have adult winter wellness in the winter time. So our teaching artists are assigned projects, and then they work with us in that capacity and receive a stipend. And we will have two teaching artists who are facilitating the teen workshop that's coming up. One of them, his name is Dave Love, and he's been a graphic designer for over a decade. And also Marika Robach, she's a photographer from the Port Jervis area who's going to be working with the teens in Photoshop and things like that during the program.
Wonderful. It sounds like very exciting to have all of these programs right at our doorstep.
Absolutely. We have so many wonderful resources here at Bethel Woods, and we're just really looking for new and creative ways to share them with our community and especially with young people. You know, we have such a legacy here of young people coming to escape kind of the chaos of the times. There's no shortage of that now. And we really do find that when teens come here, they can just be themselves, get creative, and meet new people who share similar ideas. And we're hoping that we can get some folks to come out for our media studio program and just see all the wonderful stuff we have to offer here.
Yes, and they can get that information online at BethelWoodsCenterForTheArts.org. Well, thank
That's
you
right.
so much for providing these wonderful opportunities for children of all ages.
Absolutely. Adults too, Valerie. We have adult programming as well, and you can find out about that on the website.
Thank you again, Kate.
Thank you, Valerie.
And that's culture reporter Valerie Manzi speaking to Kate Svoda at Bethel Woods. We should note that Bethel Woods is a business supporter of Radio Catskill. And you could be a supporter of Radio Catskill because it's our fall fun drive. Mimi
Yay.
Is back. Mimi had to step away because she was opening the mail and answering a few calls, including a new sound supporter. We're always excited.
I know. Our talk about sound supporter worked because Ralph from Brewster has agreed to come on as a sound supporter.
Thank you, Ralph. That's great.
Thank you, Ralph. So he'll be able to take advantage of all those ticket giveaways we give throughout the year and also just feeling really good about the fact that he's supporting Radio Catskill every month without having to think about
it. Have to think about it. And the more sound supporters we get, the shorter these drives can become. So think about signing up as a sound supporter. Go to WJFFradio.org or call Mimi at 845-482-4141. We'll walk you through it. We'll set you up. Thank you so much for donating. And there's still time to donate because the drive is just kind of getting underway. This is the first full shift on air. We've heard from some folks already, but we're getting going. We can make it shorter if we hear from you at 845.
That would be great. Come on, call on in. Let us end it early.
Let's
get this momentum going.
Tomorrow.
845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org.
We have got great shows coming up for you, including On Point, which is next with Meghna Chakravarti from Boston's WBUR. Don't forget to donate. Call 845-482-4141 or go to WJFFradio.org. www.thebestdrive.org. Let's make this the best drive yet and the shortest one yet.
Do it. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much.
Remember, your support keeps Radio Catskill on the air, literally. Donate now. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Tim Bruno.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union and Catskills Curated, presenting products of regional artists, artisans, makers, and craftsmen. Gift wrapping and shipping available on site. NarrowsburgUnion.com. The Cooperage Project in Honesdale, dedicated to building community through performance, learning, markets, and good times. TheCooperageProject.org. And from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
That's right. Donate 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org during our fall fun drive. Today's weather, a fall, chilly fall, clouds and breaks of sun, chilly, breezy, passing shower to high only 45. Tonight, breezy, low of 35. Tomorrow, still kind of chilly, high 45, mostly cloudy, could be a shower, but warming up on Thursday to 55. And for the weekend, Saturday, 70. It's 11 o'clock.